This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rob, they called you special.
Really?
you're the new member of the Hall of Fame here. And if the fans don't know, I'm going to talk to a man who scored on his first shift in the National Hockey League and his last shift in the National Hockey League. I don't think there's too many players that can say that.
Yeah, top that, Gretzky and Lemieux, you know? Nah, it's pretty special. It's pretty, that's just a coincidence. But, yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what, Paul, pretty darn proud and excited and honored. You know, I walk by this hall out there, the wall of everybody on it, you know, a million times and look and, you know, respect the heck out of every one of those guys that are on there. And I'm just so proud to be a part of it now.
And you were, you know, beloved as a player, a broadcaster. But there's things that you do that I know a lot of people don't know, how you spend your Christmas Eves, you know, helping people. And you still do. And your Thanksgivings and the things that you don't ask for accolades or anything like that. You just go out and do it. And being a big part of the community, I think, is part of it, too.
Well, you know, I grew up in a town that had 1,200 people. And when somebody needed help, we went and helped them, whether it was build a house, build a barn, you know, bring in their crops or whatever it may be. So, you know, good upbringing in that part. And, you know, just coming here, there's a lot of guys that early in my career, like Mike Ramsey and Flynn, and these guys really kind of gave you good direction on how to get involved with charity in town. And, you know, I love doing it. I seen that it could make a difference. And, you know, it made me happy that I continue to do it. Now it's, you don't do it for the accolades. You don't do it for the attention. You know, you do it to help out because we're fortunate, and if you can help anybody else out, then we're going to do it. And let's try to get the kids involved and show them that what's what it's all about. And over the years, it's, you know, it's cool, but we do the Christmas thing you're talking about. When we did it as young players, you know, going out on Christmas to hand out everything to the families. And the great thing is now we're all done and retired, and our kids have done it, and now they're bringing grandkids, our grandkids, you know, out to this. So that's the cool part when you sit back as players and, you know, you're seeing your kids and grandkids out there doing, you know, what you started. It's cool as heck.
I won't rush you. You're not a grandpa yet, no, so I won't rush you.
I hope not. I don't know, but I better not be here.
Now, your daughter's away at school. Did you know she was back in town?
I did know she was back in town because it was, you know, the long weekend for them because of the Canadian Thanksgiving. But I was kind of questioning when she came home last night and said, hey, I want to go to the game tomorrow, because she's never asked me to go to a Sabre game in her life. So I was like, hey, no problem. Let's go. It's great. So my wife and son and my daughter were here, and it was great. It was great that they would be a part of it. And I'll tell you what, I said it on TV in between periods, and you know, hockey has given me an awful lot, you know, in my life. But probably the greatest thing it's given me is the chance to meet my wife and have a great family. And I'll tell you, I got the two greatest kids and the best wife a guy could have. And so life is good for me and family is great. And, you know, I thank the game for that.
What did it mean to play in front of these fans? I mean, Lindy talked the other day about when he, in the special times in here where this building was actually vibrating and shaking, you know, when maybe you're in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Dallas Stars, or when Breer and Drury were here and Finneganoff and those guys, where this place actually shakes. What does it mean to play in this town for these fans?
Well, they're a passionate fan, and it's an educated fan too on sports and hockey, you know, in general, that they respect when they see you do well, and they respect when they see you, you know, work hard. And when you're able to put them to that peak of excitement the way we were able to there for, you know, a number of years, then that's the greatest thing, because you see how big of a difference it makes in their lives and how excited they get. And it's something that, yeah, we were able to do that. We were a part of something that, you know, they looked at as something very special. And, you know, to this day, it's going to happen again. And I just it's just tough. There's kind of a whole generation here that haven't had that experience. But once they get that experience of a playoff game here in this building, you know, they'll be hooked for life like the rest of us are. So, yeah, it's the greatest thing. The fans here, it goes back to just them respecting and being so knowledgeable to the game. So when they're excited and they're cheering you on, that means you did something good. It's not just them in the crowd being told to yell and scream. They know that, you know, you've done something, and guys realize that. They understand it.
And finally, just a little bit about this game. What's the biggest thing that's kind of come out at you? Is it maybe the hard work of a guy like Jordan Greenway, who right now, if I was picking the three stars, would be my number one star. He worked hard for his goal, and I think he's worked hard all night. And Krebs on that goal worked hard. I've seen a lot of hard work. What have you seen?
Same thing. You know, Jack Quinn, you know, right that one of the first few shifts he had, he came exploding off the bench, man. He went 100 miles an hour into the corner, went to the front of the net, had a great opportunity, but everybody's doing it. And I think that kind of thing is contagious. When you're able to do that, and especially certain guys, then everybody's going to look at that and see, hey, I can do that as well. And you don't want to be the guy left out in that kind of thing. But I just, they're playing well. They're being aggressive. They're doing a lot of things. I think it's just a matter of calming down and just getting a little confidence to get started. And I think the more goals they can possibly score here, it just gets, I think we got 11 different guys on the scoreboard sheet right now or something like that. So, you know, just spreading that across the board, it means so much to them. Just a little bit of confidence can go an awful long way. And you got the last home game here before you got three road games that, you know, I think it's going to be much needed.
Congratulations. And now can we stop being nice to each other?
Yeah, Paul. Okay.
Congrats. Rob Ray, Brian, back to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.